Ion, tell us about the RNA drops. Give us all the details. We want to know all about them and what you know about them. Please spill the beans. Thank you. Forcefield, Ashley and Duffy.
Okay. Well, good, since you ask. In this process called ascension, it's a three-part process. First, you engage your non-physical, which you already have, but you actually engage it. The second portion of the program is you would engage in bread of life and living water. We've been talking about this forever, forever, ever, ever, since about day two. So this process then is in second phase of the ascension process is you engage bread of life, living water. Okay? Now, in that process, once you engage it in your body, your meat sack body, something happens, something takes place. What happens is basically through the amino acid strands of, we'd say, polypeptide bonds within your DNA. Well, that's all that's good for now is to get the baby daddies out of prison when they didn't commit the rape. But so you don't know anything about DNA, and what you do know about DNA is erratically erroneous. All right? So what the real deal is affecting the RNA within the cellular structure of the body. Okay? And that's affected most efficiently with changing the RNA in your body by giving a new amino acid code. There's a very strict regimen of the amino acids that have an effect on the chemical meat sack cellular regeneration. Now, you're already regenerating cells, obviously, all day, every day. Look around your house. You'll see little pieces of you laying most everywhere as you constantly slough off cells and replicate them with new cells. But just like a good Xerox machine, it only copies what you put in the machine to copy. So, if you start with a copy with a great big black line down the middle of it, and then try to accuse the Xerox machine of not being an appropriate copier, it's actually doing what it does, replicating the information that's being presented it. So, if you're going to change the RNA, then what happens is you take an outside source, almost from a by default, the same way that someone created the looky box that you're listening to this show and giving your information in on, that's almost a by default process. And yet, you still, as a marvelous creator, engage and promote the use of what Bob calls technology or the accentuated chip body phenomena. And it is a bit of a phenomenal because it actually loosed non-physical in the chip body in a way that's never been done before. Because then the access and the accentuation that allows non-physical to flow flows more purely, easily, and seamlessly through the chip body than it does through airwaves, analog, or even now into this now super digitized capacity. All right? So now, then you're rolling along down the stream, train's going downhill pretty fast, all is well. Third part of the process is once you ingest these new amino acids, okay, then the body has new information to make copies. Then you get your, through chromosome 14, yes, chromosome 14. You don't know anything about those either, but it's okay. We're trying to keep the geneticist employed because we don't want them on Bob's welfare. So that's fine. And chromosome 14 is the only chromosome that has rings and arms, which can cut off, accentuate, or extend the double helix strands within what you don't know about DNA. And once that happens through chromosome 14, you have a marvelous, enlightening, enriching effect. See, because we say and have said this isn't new, so we don't know why it would be necessary to spill beans for beans that are thoroughly laid out all the way so far. So here we go. But if you're after that tomato sauce, honey, a little lycopene, it'll help you good. We'll do a little tomato sauce. It's all good. Somebody's got to clean up the mess, but it's all right with us. We like beans, and we'll spill them finally. All right. So once you get this new amino acid base, some human creators also find that a sulfur base helps that transition because you have lived your life so long in a less than state to get yourself in a position of actually feeling well, of actually coming into your place of power, sometimes is a bit disturbing. So that basic sulfur based, another line, kind of amino acid run allows you into a very delicious, seamless transition that gives new information into your Xerox machine. No, this is not another bad peanut butter metaphor, but I guess if you get there, you get there. But then you basically are changing what goes into the Xerox machine to make good, whole, complete copies. And then that builds upon itself. Just like cancer is a cell and then replicates and spreads and becomes benign or malignant, the same way that you constantly replicate, you can replicate a cancer cell, you also can, by rote, in this process of ascension, change the way your body handles its cellular components. Okay? And what happens is you'll start noticing big shifts, large shifts in your meat sack body. It's the same reason in the Old Testament when they speak of the shewbread, which this isn't new, this is old. The shewbread was not for little men. Even King David was denied the shewbread. The shewbread, which contained those elements, those original basics of what the gods eat, was set aside on the altar. And it was preserved as a sacrifice. Not for little men. It was more than they could endure. But they were closer to it then as gods, because that's what you're getting back to from then, from now, and left yourself little breadcrumbs, little clues all along the way to allow you to come into a very simple, easy process of allowing your third portion of the program, allowing your meat sack body to replicate itself perfectly as they were. Old-timey, and there's nothing new or salacious or outside of this. So it comes down to a very simple process is this. You either choose to engage it or you don't. Either way, it makes no difference to us. We've laid it out. We've kind of given you an answer to every question, and we don't shy away from questions. We take them all. We'll take it like a man. It's not a problem, whatever that means. And then we'll come into a position, and we'll answer your questions, which we think we have done right here, right now, which allows you then, as a marvelous human creator, just like every other creation in your world, to come into your world or not. So therefore, it's up to you to choose, engage, or not. And it makes no difference, because if it's not the fastest path to your joy, it'd probably end in tears anyway. But if it does become the fastest path to your joy, then you engage them, and then you'll note the semblance of varietal enhancements that come to you individually. That's all.
Does taking the RAN drop speed up the ascension process?
It's essential to it.
There is something external that must be imbibed or digested.
Well, certainly.
But I think I've heard you say you can get ascended without the drops.
Absolutely, but you'll desire it once you do. You'll crave it.
You'll crave it, Ashley and Duffy.
Mm-hmm.
And they go,
no, Bob, no. It'll become so much a part of you, you can't imagine having your world without the delicious, superfluous, hidden code that lets your body be a god.
So here's Ash and Duffy. They go, by the way, the RNA drops taste like Chinese food to me and like a peanut butter sandwich to Duffy. Aya, please tell us the specific dose for us that will achieve the best results.
Here we go. It's different. Okay, Duff, yours is different. You can go up to 4 drops BID.
Twice a day.
Okay. Ash, you go 3 drops and do it like after breakfast if you eat breakfast and before supper, a little closer together, 3 drops. But Duff, you do yours more spread apart.
Can we give it to our cats?
No, do not. They do not require it. They're already beasts that are non-physical. They do not require it. So it'll have an effect on your beast, but not from a physical thing.
Are the RNA drops something that need to be taken forever in order to have the results?
No, please yourself, but you'll desire them. So don't fret.
Or do you take them till you have achieved the result?
No. It'll be like oxygen. You'll want it.
Okay.
It's not required, but you'll want it.